Shoftim Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis Vayosifu Vnei Yisrael La'asos Hara Be'inei Hashem. So the Mefarshim all point out, and Bnei Yisrael continued or added to do that which was wicked in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Kushan Rishathaim had been the first king of our neighbors to oppress the Jewish people after we had gotten into our own land, into Eretz Yisrael. But we didn't learn any lessons from what happened, both from him and to him, thanks to Othniel ben Kenaz. And so, sooner or later, we backslid into our old ways again and became even worse than we were before. Vayosifu implies Hosafa, that we added on to our earlier sins, our guilt became greater. Now, granted, again, as Rabbi Miller would point out, this is after 40 years of peace. So we had done well to some extent after the death of Othniel ben Kenaz, but it could never be permanent, and we were unable to maintain any kind of high level for an extended period of time. Therefore, Vayechazek Hashem es Eglon Melech Moav al Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu strengthened the king of Moab, a man named Eglon, over the Jewish people, al ki asu es hara be'enei Hashem, because they had done that which was evil in the eyes of God. So clearly, the Nach is trying to make a point that what happens as a result with Eglon is entirely our own fault, entirely our responsibility. And the Malbim, in a marvelous shot on Pasuk Yud Beis, gets into detail on this. He says, because it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu strengthened Eglon, as opposed to Paro, for example, where it says Hashem strengthened his heart, his resolve, here it says Hashem strengthened King Eglon himself. This says, it doesn't just suggest, it means that Eglon was a very weak king. And Derech HaTeva, the natural way of things would have been that the Jewish people could have easily overcome him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu strengthened him to the point where, thanks to Hashem being in his corner as opposed to ours, Klal Yisrael appeared weak before him and was put down. Eglon at the time was listening to the neighbors of Klal Yisrael who were mocking Klal Yisrael. The Malbim brings down, as do others, the Mitzudas brings down, that they said that we had rebelled against our God and Hashem had left us. And this was another strengthening effect on Eglon. So it was because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Eglon had enough strength to overcome us, but he didn't recognize that his power came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the same time, this was a chesed by Hashem, the Mefarshim say, because that way when it came time to overcome him, he's a relatively weak enemy. So Hashem is showing mercy all around, but either way, it's going to take an extended period of time before we get it. The other problem with Eglon, the king of Moab, going after us is that he is a descendant of two people. First of all, he is a descendant of Balak, the king of Moab at the time that we first moved into the area of Sichon and Og, who wanted to attack us but never openly did so. But the hostility that Eglon feels, some say, is a legacy of Balak's hostility against the Jews. But stronger than that even is the sense that from Moab it's a certain degree of jealousy as well. Moab comes from Lot. Lot owed everything to Avraham Avinu, his uncle, who had given him riches, who had given him security, who had saved him from kings who had captured him, who sent Malachim towards him to, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that, but Avraham supported it. So going to Sodom that Avraham tried to save, despite the fact that Lot had chosen to live in a terrible place. But nevertheless, he seemed to have a resentment and a jealousy to Avraham and his descendants that Eglon also was the heir to. Yud Gimel. Vayasof Elav es b'nei Amon va'amalek. So what does Eglon do to go after the Jewish people? Gathers two of the Jewish people's traditional longtime enemies. Amon, although Amon is less of an enemy than the other, and we'll see Amon again in the time of Yiftach, and Amalek, always one of the greatest enemies of Klal Yisrael. He gathers them together. Vayelech, and he went. Vayaches Yisrael, and they smote the Jewish people. They defeated the Jews in battle by Yerushalayim Ir HaTamarim, and they inherited and they took over Ir HaTamarim, the city of dates. And not only did they take it over, but apparently they settled it and traveled freely, which meant that throughout Eretz Yisrael, there were now Moabim walking without any fear, with impunity, in the Jewish nation. And they being from such a weak nation, it's even more humiliating that they did so easily. Yadalad vayavdu b'nei Yisrael es Eglon melech Moav shmone esrei shana. And the strength of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving Eglon, and the weakness, the terrible evil of Klal Yisrael, meant that for 18 years, the Jewish people served Eglon, the king of Moab, that we were subservient, that we were in a position of complete and total weakness compared to them. The Kehilas Yaakov in Achron says that we served him for 18 years, paralleling the 18 bones of the spine that they misused by bowing down before idols. So once again, it's idol worship that is the sin in question here. And somebody is going to have to step up and save Klal Yisrael from Eglon. That somebody is a heroic shofet named Ehud, who we will see momentarily.